Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Psalms 119 and 11. I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The most important thing we can do as believers in our walk with Christ is to read our word. Reading our word will help us understand the meaning of what our life's supposed to be. In the Bible, we will see that it tells us how to stay pure, how to be closer to God, how to live a life that pleases God. How will we know how to do that if we don't read it? And I know sometimes that's hard to fit in the Bible, but as we grow in God, that hunger for him will grow and that hunger to read and understand will grow. But we have to understand the less we read, the more we replace the desire for the word for things we don't need. In order to stay present in his presence, we can't be under the influence of things like this or anything. Even emotions that aren't brought before the Lord can keep us from pursuing him. Psalms 119:11, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. This verse tells us when we store the word in our heart, we won't sin against him. I have had moments that I have sinned, but I knew these things were sin. I knew they were wrong. But because I just did just that, I stored them. I didn't apply them. So I easily sin. See, we can easily open the word every day and read and read and read. But if we don't understand and apply what we're reading, we will always be in the unknown. Verse 12 says this, praise be the Lord. Teach me your decrees. We have to allow him to teach us his decrees. And when he teaches us, we can understand more. But when we read just to be reading, we won't remember. And we will be just saying, I read the word, just to say we did something. Today, the Holy Spirit is telling us not to be like the man in the book of James. It is like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. See, it's easy to say, I read it. But are you applying it? That's the hard part. Can we say no to our flesh? Can we say no to our desires? Can we say no to reading the word over playing a game or scrolling? No, we can't. But every day we try. Every day we give more and more to ourselves to God. It gets easy to pick him, to choose him, to choose reading over scrolling. We have to choose. We have to pick. In order to grow in God, we have to pick reading our word. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. We have to present ourselves before God as approved workers, not ashamed of anything, and rightly walking in the word of truth. Do we walk in the word of God? Do we just skip reading the word of God and say, maybe another day, I want to enjoy my life? My friends, I have been in this place in my life where I say, I just want to enjoy my life. But the things of this life can't fill you. It can't replace the joy. It can't replace what God gives us. God can give us so much more when we have the desires to know him and to know his precepts and commandments. It's a lot of people that can quote the word. They can tell you what the word says, but are you applying it? Friends, today, the word is telling us to read the word and ask God to give you understanding. Ask him to open your eyes to great and wondrous things, and he will take you through the word and help you study it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to go through another week. We ask you to help us to study your word. Help us to show ourselves approved, Father God. Father God, help us not just to store it, but help us apply it, Father God. Father God, help us not to intentionally sin. Father God, we give you every sin that we're struggling with, give you every problem that we're struggling with. Father God, we ask you today to lead and guide us. Father God, we give you praise, glory, and honor for everything you're doing in our life. We thank you for the doors that you're opening. We thank you for the doors you're closing that we don't need to open. Father God, we ask you right now to continue to watch over us as we sleep at night. Continue to watch over us as we go back and forth over the dangerous highways, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Father God, each and every day we get this opportunity to praise you. And Father God, help us to do that. Help us to praise you today. Help us to seek you, Father God. Help us to be a worker approved. Father God, we just thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your favor that you pour on us as we go to work. We thank you for watching over us with your guardian angels as we travel over the dangerous highways. We ask you to watch over our family members, our friends. Father God, most of all, we ask you, if our soul is not saved, we ask you to save our soul. If our ways are leading us down the wrong path, please show us. Father God, open our eyes to what you need to show us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or a friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.